You're listening to Hey Bitches Podcast, episode 142. Hey bitches, what is up you guys? It's your girl Carly. Welcome back to Hey Bitches Podcast. Hope you guys are having an incredible day. It's been a hot minute since we've done a podcast episode, but I'm really, really, really excited to break the hiatus and bring you this episode today. In this episode, I sat down with two of my friends, Britt and Kina, to talk all about queer spaces, bar projects, our dating lives, updates, literally everything in between. And it is such an incredible episode, and I'm really, really excited for you to listen to it. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. Okay, you guys, I'm very excited to sit down for today's episode. We've been chatting shit before this, and I just feel as though we're also going to go on a absolute tangent in today's episode, but it'll be a fun, good conversation today. But before we get into it, I would love for you guys to introduce yourselves, share with the people your pronouns, your names, and give us a little introduction. Go ahead, Kina. Leo.
I love that.
Well, thank you. So my name is Kina. Kina Leone. And pronouns are she, they, and I am one of the co-geniuses of Sapphic Speakeasy. I'm also Edmonton's local Sapphic DJ.
Yes.
Multidisciplinary artist. And very excited to be here. Thank you for having
me. Excited to have you.
I'm Britton, and I'm the other half of Sapphic Speakeasy, and my pronouns are he, him, they, them, and yeah, I am essentially just a promoter. That's all I've got going on right now. I don't have any special DJ skills. Yeah.
I actually don't know. I don't know what any of these actual sounds are.
I know. I was like, those are very fancy buttons. I'm like, hello.
I just like pick one and hope that it like makes sense in the context. For those of you who don't know me, obviously it's your girl Carly. Welcome back to Hey Bitches Podcast. I am trying to be the, trying to bully my way into being the third co-genius of Sapphic Speakeasy. It's not going well. Britt told me no to my face at least three times last night. So
absolutely. Yep.
So now I'm here to peer pressure them via the podcast. Anyway.
And at least you're honest.
So. Exactly. Yeah. You know what? Speaking of, though, I would love to talk about the journey of, well, first of all, let's actually talk about what Sapphic Speakeasy is, what it's doing, and then talk about like how the inception to the current and the plans for the future.
Ooh.
Cool.
That is a loaded question.
Yeah, how do we start?
There's a lot of layers to that.
I mean, as the founder, Britton, I feel like let's start chronologically and do it that
way. I mean, I guess the start of it really was I had watched this show and it was about...
What was the show?
It's called Dating Around. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, you should watch it. You would love it.
Is it about you?
Sadly not, actually.
It could be.
Ooh. I mean, yeah, potentially. Anyways, in this show, the one queer person goes on like a bunch of different dates in New York City. And on this one date, this person mentions to them that in New York, they will like go and make a bar gay for a night. And like take over the space. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, why aren't we doing that here? Mm-hmm. Also, like I had just had a lot of conversations about how like most gay bars, even when I've been to like Toronto or Vancouver, or like these like big cities, they are all for cisgender white gay men.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And just not really, there's no variety in the space. There's no... It's the same thing wherever you go. And so I was like, well, I went to graphic design and marketing school. Maybe I'll just start the social media account and see what happens. And then I had posted one image and made the account, and it had 400 followers by the end of the day. And I was like, oh.
The queers were screaming.
Yeah. The queers were like, we would like this to happen. We need this. And then, so I started, you know, planning an event, and because COVID hit right when I started Sapphic Speakeasy, we had, you know, it was like, is it going to be open? Are things going to be closed? We don't really know. And then that's how I met Kina, is I was looking for queer DJs and queer people to be involved in this project. And
when was this?
This was October of 2020.
Yeah.
Okay.
2020.
Yeah. That was our first event. And it was great because it was before people got sick of live streaming.
But how far was that between inception point and first event?
Not very long, like maybe a month or
two.
Yeah, it was like not very long. I had like started it and then the event was
immediately.
Yeah, basically right then, because it just like we had so much traction right off the bat that I was like, okay, well, I better actually do something with this because I said I was going to do something with this. And now the internet knows that I'm going to do something with this. So I better do something with this. And yeah, we did the live stream. And then at that point, people were not sick of Zoom and all of that. So like we had really good traction for the live stream and it turned out really, really awesome. And then our next event, we had to wait till almost August.
Yeah.
And I think Kina was brought on as a business partner in June before that first big in-person event. So,
Fun. Very fun, very exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now here we are. It's June 2022.
Yeah.
And how have things been going since then? Like, the world has opened back up. Obviously, it's gained a lot more traction. How is it going now? I've been to one event and it's been great. But yeah. How are the rest of it's going?
Well, I would say like pretty significantly amazing.
Yeah.
We've had really good positive feedback from the community. And I think like a key part of what we wanted to do is connect other queer people to each other, because I think the community is like quite divided and it seems that there was a big need for that.
Absolutely.
And so just about every single event, we have somebody who comes either by themselves or is like newly out or messages us and says like, hey, I plan on coming by myself. Like, I'm a little nervous. And it's like, no, like, come hang out with me and Kina. We'll introduce you to all of the people. Like, it's going to be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, have fun.
Absolutely. I love that. That's literally what, like, you asked me and Nikki to do that event.
To be
community people. Because mostly I just love to fucking talk to people. And I'm very extroverted. I can always work a crowd. But, no, they've been actually, like, a lot of fun. And I think that the concept is extremely needed. The actual action of this whole pop-up thing is extremely needed, because you're right. Every single, first of all, we have one gay bar in this city. And so that's already a problem, because it's already so overrun by cishet white men.
Yeah.
And which is fine. Y'all can have a space, but like there's no options. There's no variety. And like, it sucks, because I want to go to a bar where I have chances of meeting people who also would like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
100%.
Like I don't dislike the gay bar as a concept, but
no, it's super fun. Everybody loves going there. It's great.
It's so much fun, but like also it's just not for me.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm very excited to see like Sapphic grow into, is it being like an amazing alternative.
Yeah, I think the biggest part of that for me is that there's so many different people within the community, and there's so many different identities, and there's so much opportunity to highlight those people and highlight what they're doing. And because like queer people have been known forever throughout history about being creative.
Yeah.
So like, let's highlight that. Let's highlight each group that's like doing all these amazing things and create spaces where it's different. You get a different experience every time you come to an event.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is cool. I like that concept of it being, I'm kind of torn, actually. I'm not going to lie. I like the concept of it being a pop-up and different every single time. Yeah. But also, too, my new favorite thing is to bully Brit into, like, finding an actual bar. it's not going well. But,
you know, it's in the books. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told Britt I would be the money last night, and they said, I'll be the money. And I was like, okay, but I could also be the money.
We might not say no to money.
And I could also be the money.
Yeah. Yeah,
right? Like, parted. Three money is better than one money.
This is true.
Very true.
I think we're just not quite there yet. Like, our home base events, we're going to have a little bit of a rebrand. And so, I think those are intended to be like what our bar
is going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think too, because the most important thing for us is, you know, as an alternative space, we really like to highlight
safe spaces.
So, absolutely.
You know, anyone under the umbrella of the rainbow, like, we want them to feel like it's their space. At the same time, it's like we're also trying to navigate how to make it inclusive for allies as well. Because I think that's kind of where the interesting point is for us, because once you open a space to be inclusive for everyone, it's like, how do you navigate that? That sapphics feel really safe, you know? So it's exciting, and I'm stoked to be able to highlight, like, artists, like what Britain said, because we have artists who are like, hey, I know you don't know that I'm part of the queer community, but I am, and we'll love to be part of your events. And we're like, yes, please. And that's exactly what it is. Just create a platform and uplift, you know? So,
which I love. I'm like a big proponent for community building. Yeah. And I mean, we talked about this, about how there are so many of those events in LA.
Yes.
That are like these crazy.
Please bring them. Let's make them here.
That's what I want so badly. So for you guys listening who don't know, there is this company in LA called Taste Entertainment, and they do these women liking women day parties, and they're fucking insane. Yeah, like, they are the craziest things I have literally ever seen. They are so much fun. The music doesn't suck. That's my biggest gripe with gay bars. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if you're listening and you're a disco fan, but like, please, I am just not. Every single gay bar you go to, it's and then it's an Ariana Grande remix.
Every time. You know, I am guilty for that, playing at our only gay bar here, because that's what they love.
Yeah. And I'm like, can we do some 90s, some good hip-hop moments? Something. I would like to throw some ass.
I threw some dance hall and some reggaeton, and people looked at me like, what? And then there were some folks who were like, yeah, finally. And I'm like, these are my people. Yeah. These are my people.
Right? Like, how do you, you know, dance is like a whole flirty language of its own. Right.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to flirt with you across the bar in a,
if it's boots, if I'm, and chats?
You literally. What am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Fist pump and look at you aggressively?
I mean, just think of it like sexy leather. Instead of boots and cats, just think of it like sexy leather boots and pussy. I don't know. Like,
you know what? I just still don't think I can get behind the whole.
No, okay.
Always, constantly. That's the biggest thing. Yeah. Is it's constantly.
Yes.
There's no variety. And that's why I love the taste events. Is they always be popping off. They have the best music. Yeah, like, I bet. Really is such a vibe. And I can't wait for that to happen here.
Yeah, I'm stoked for us. Like, I'm really excited for what we've created, because even it's only been really, like, truly, like, a year of, like, in-person events, because it was online before.
Yeah, right? Well, and we had such a weird break in between. Yeah. So, like, really, we've only actually been in business. Like, even though it's been 2 years because of COVID, I would say we're in our first 6 months. Because we've probably only done about like 6 months worth of events.
Which is crazy, because like, the events be popping off.
Yes.
Like, the people love them.
Yes.
Which
and
I love.
We're very grateful. So it just means it, you know, that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So.
Fighting the good fight.
Yeah, trying to fight the good fight, you know?
Yeah.
I think, like, for me too, one of the things that contributed to me starting this was, like, when I was younger and I wasn't out yet, the gay bar was the only place that I felt safe going.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously came out, realized I'm not a lesbian and that I'm trans. And I realized that now that gay bar is no longer my space.
Mm.
It was a great space as someone closeted and, you know, doing a really good job to pretend to be cisgender, but it's not my space.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so it's really interesting to try to, like, curate a safe space that is inclusive of more identities.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, very needed. Actually, a very good point. I, as somebody who is, like, very straight passing, I never struggle at a bar, right? That's just, like, not my experience. And it was very interesting because we all went out last night. Well, Britt didn't go out last night.
I went to bed.
I was going to say, you mean all of you?
Britt and us and literally went to bed. But
it was a bit of a Brexit.
Not a Brexit. My God. Okay, no, we have to call it Brexit going forward.
It's Brexit now.
Anytime Britt disappears, it's Brexit always.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's Brexit now.
Ridiculous. The worst part is how consistently you do it.
I mean, at least they're consistent.
No, yeah.
You
no.
Know, you know what to expect.
No, you don't. You never know when to expect it, though.
You look outside the window, you look back, and you're like, where did Britain go?
The craziest thing was how Brit literally was like, okay, guys, if we're not going right now, I'm not going at all. And we were all like, yes. And then
it's just gone.
The Uber was on the way. I was like, you're insane.
The Uber was
I
on
am
the
insane.
Way.
The Uber was on the way.
Oh my God. I was already in the Uber. Oh.
Literally, Brit literally went down in their own elevator. And then Deb was like, oh, I'm going to come with you. Missed that elevator because Brit was like, gone.
Bye.
And then literally Deb was like outside by herself.
My theory was this.
Looking for Brit. And the, you know what? Okay, no. You know what, too? I called Brit twice being like, where the fuck did you go?
Yeah.
Only for them to be texting Rose right next to me while they were screening my calls.
So the answer to this is that...
Here we go.
We're going to learn today that I'm a touch toxic.
A touch?
Just a touch.
Sure.
We don't want to lead people astray. I'm
I
actually a very nice
in
person.
You, don't worry.
Yeah, I see Kina knows.
I see
I'm a sweetie.
Pass the sludge.
Yeah, I'm a
Not
sweetie.
Not the sludge. Listen, you know what?
What was your question about Sapphic?
I didn't have a question, actually. I was going to say that we went to the bar last night.
Yes, go on.
And I, like I said, am very straight passing. So I never have the thought process of being like, is this a safe space for me?
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And it was very interesting because I went out last night and I was like, we could go here, we could go here, we could go here. And everybody was like, is it gay? And I was like, we have one gay bar.
Yeah.
If it's not that one gay bar, it's not gay.
Yeah.
But the question is less about is it gay and more about like, am I going to get hate crimed at this bar?
But I
Which
think
was
that,
so yeah, interesting because it's like something that I just don't think about. And
that is so interesting to hear.
Yeah.
Actually.
But and see, I hear from a lot of femmes or like femme presenting people that if they are out with a partner that is, you know, either a woman or non-binary or trans, that they deal with a lot of hateful
I've experienced
stuff.
That as a mask presenting person with my partners before, where it's like I literally get sized up by dudes. And I don't understand why. It's like, I'm doing my thing. I'm with my lady. Like, leave me alone. But they size me up. And there was one time where I would like purposely get shoved. And I was like, why?
I don't know if I just have crazy energy and nobody ever tries me.
Maybe I should have crazy energy too.
Have never.
You're too nice for that.
Yeah, probably. I have never had a problem, which like,
that's great.
Grateful for.
Yes.
But like, it's something that I really saw in practice last night, which was very like eye-opening for me because it's just something that I had never experienced, which is why it's so cool to have all the Sapphic events because it is a safe space for people who do experience, you know, being like, am I actually going to get fucking hate crimed at this bar? Like, is something going to happen to me?
Yeah.
And it's like so shitty that that is
the reality.
A reality.
Yeah.
But it's also great that there's now like a option for a safe space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that this also is tricky for us, though, in a sense of we work with allied bars allyship is a really big and important thing to the community. And I think that we've had a few moments throughout this where, you know, although this to me seems like I'm about to go on a little bit of a tangent about gender and how you cannot know someone's gender by looking at them.
Yeah, agree.
But we've had a few times where people have been like, oh, is this like just a Sapphic space? Like, and I'm like, well, how do you know somebody's a Sapphic by looking at them?
Look, yeah.
How do you know somebody's gender by looking at them? You don't. So if they're not being an asshole to you,
and if
you
they
could
know.
Probably just let them be a human in the space. Like, particularly, I'm like, you know, this is a business owned by somebody who's masculine presenting. Like, just because somebody is masculine presenting doesn't mean that they present issues within a safe space. And as someone who's masculine presenting, I've had more issues being in typically female spaces than male spaces my entire life.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
That is really interesting.
So like it goes both ways, and it's something that like I think people don't really consider.
And I think that's the thing too. I was really trying to think how we can navigate all of these things, because, you know, we are very clear when folks come into our events that it's like, okay, safe. Everyone's welcome. Don't be an asshole.
Like, consent, you
the
know?
Three rules.
Yeah. And, you know, we see all sorts of folks, and I don't know that, like, I'm proud of that, but it's, yeah, it is interesting to navigate, because, you know, you see someone who you don't typically associate with someone who's sapphic, and you're like, why are you here? But it's like, no. Why would you even ask that question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can absolutely see that. I guess this kind of goes into future plans mm-hmm. for sapphic yeah. and stuff, because we briefly discussed the rebrand yeah. yesterday.
Yeah. yeah.
And so this seems like a good time to talk about it, because mm-hmm. for me, the name doesn't pose any issues, right?
Yeah.
But I never thought past that. But when you were talking about it yesterday, I think that it's a really good thing to discuss of, like, I think that, I guess, is kind of like a barrier to entry. Is that yeah. how you feel about
yeah.
the name?
Yeah. Well, and also too, like, with me being kind of like, for Kina, it's not necessarily an issue.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, people will often assume that I'm a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Yeah.
And because I guess because you own a,
yeah.
a
yeah.
like a lesbian bar project.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, well, but it isn't a lesbian bar project. It's a queer yeah. bar project yeah. and it's an inclusive bar project. And so however much I start, obviously I love women and femme presenting people,
so do I.
Which is why,
as we all do,
which is why I didn't, rebrand right away.
Yeah. Brett, you know what though? I'm starting to realize Britt kind of just did this event for themselves to have a place where all the women just came to them.
I mean, that's very efficient.
I know.
That's
we will smart. Get on to the topic of sapphic speed dating.
Yes.
I really want to talk about that.
I would like to do that. That's okay. in the works.
Well, we're not there yet. We are talking about the rebrand. So go yes, ahead. Rebrand. Tell us more.
The reason that I wanted to rebrand also is because, you know, I think we're, as a community, we're moving towards this more like fluid and it's okay to change who you are kind of space. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to foster that. And so having something kind of that says strictly sapphic, like, to me, it didn't mean that. To me, it meant like, I really love women. And so let's put them at the forefront of the business, you know?
You could have fooled us.
Yeah, surprise.
We had no idea.
I know. Secrets. For sure. This is my coming out podcast.
Lies.
You know what? We did that last year, actually. You could have been on it.
Oh, God.
We did match on that dating app right before June, so you could have been on the episode, but...
Cute. Well, too bad.
Tragic.
I know.
Tragic. So you're rebranding, and do you have any plans on what you're going to call it? I guess you don't really got to share your plans on the podcast if you don't want to.
We can. Because it's happening pretty soon.
Yes,
like,
it is.
It's happening because I got to renew our business license in July, so it's happening.
Once we made the decision, it was like, we're just going to do it because it's... It really is a queer project. So it's, yeah. Go ahead, Britton.
You want me to take it away?
Go
take
ahead,
it
Daddy away. Britt.
Take it away. So we're going to rebrand to the Speakeasy.
The Speakeasy.
Yeah. So we're rebranding to that. Our logo isn't going to change because I really love it.
I love the logo. Yeah.
So it's just like a name rebrand and like our website and that sort of stuff, just so that. Because, like, a lot of elements of the business have to do with, like, curating good relationships with allies, curating good relationships between people of, you know, different identities. Mm-hmm. Like, this whole thing of, like, the lesbians hate the bisexuals and the bisexuals don't like the pans and the trans people don't like the gays. That's, like, not something I want.
We're not.
Let's let that go. We're too small a group to be fighting one another.
Yeah, it's 2022.
Especially here.
Seriously, though.
The community already tiny as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so mm-hmm. we're going to be fighting too? No.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No.
So, yeah, the Speakeasy. That's what's happening.
I am stoked for the Speakeasy, though, because it sounds bougie as fuck.
Listen, but, like, as a self-proclaimed bougie bitch, I love the Speakeasy.
I know.
I also like... the vibe. So we didn't talk about this yet because I already know, but the people don't. I like the rebrand to simply the Speakeasy because you guys do essentially Speakeasy events. And I say that in a way where it's like, no one knows where it is.
Yeah.
Like until a certain time, which I think is cool. Like the whole concept of the speakeasy is like, you know, open my bookshelf and there's a fucking bar type of thing.
And you know, I was thinking about this last night when I was sleeping in a vinyl mattress in a kid's camp for a wedding.
And
like running on like how many ounces of liquor and just like ringing ears. Like I would like to make people work harder for these speakeasy events. I'm like, how perfect to rebrand. And I'm like, we made it too easy for you. Now that we are the speakeasy, we're going to make it a little bit harder.
Listen,
drop a pin and you're going to figure it out from there.
Listen, I want handwritten invitations that are given out on the street.
Oh, yeah. That's like that's why those make QR codes
packages
are so interesting.
Like delivered,
but seriously,
like
because I'm such a Leo, and I want people to just work for me, and I'm like, just you're gonna work for this, okay?
Yeah, you're gonna find the speakeasy.
Yes,
yeah,
you want to find
I'm
the speakeasy,
stoked.
Right?
I'm stoked. Yeah,
I think it's so cool.
Yeah,
but I would love to know kind of why that was the choice, why it's like, why you have the air of mystery and all of that.
Okay. So mostly for me, it was like, Kina, you can speak to your side of this, but for me, it was, I wanted to avoid the, you know, stereotypical straight white cisgender dude from knowing where the event was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that if we sold tickets and then didn't announce until 48 hours before, it was likely they're not going to jump through those hoops to come to the event.
Mm.
They're going to go, yeah, that's too much. No, thank you. Also, I really, really, really like, because I am like such, I'm like a sucker for things that are a surprise. And so I like when it's like you go to an event, you're like surprised by what's happening. Like it should be different and exciting. And those nights out where you're like, wow, this is the night, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Also, another inspiration. This is like very young me. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. If you haven't seen it.
Oh my gosh.
Kina knows.
That's what I mean. I want people to work for it.
Okay, no, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So I need
context.
So in this movie, first off, Kat Dennings, very attractive.
That important to the story.
Important to the story. And they go and they're looking for this band called Where's Fluffy? And it's in New York again. Very inspired, apparently, by New York.
Mm-hmm. Which is fucking awful. Have you been to New York?
I haven't, but I also don't want
to.
I don't.
Shit.
I don't like a concrete jungle.
Not at all.
New York's cool. I dig it.
I mean, I'm sure there's cool things there.
I'm a true West Sider. Give me LA only.
But in this movie, they go to all these different bars, and in these bars, there's clues to where the band is playing.
I'm obsessed with that.
And so you have to go through all of these steps to get to the band's show. And at the end, they get to the band's show, and it's like just one of these like really curated, amazing nights that like only happen in movies, but like everyone has definitely had one of those before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like a queer scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Is the vibe that you wanted.
Yeah.
I love it.
So Where's Sappho is very much that vibe of like, we're keeping a lot of mystery about it because
I like it though. It feels like you're in an exclusive club, you know?
Yeah.
And people like that. People like to feel like they're like bougie and part of something like,
and we need a bougie queer event here in town.
Sure
okay?
do.
Like, come on, let's like level it up a bit. Like
literally please.
Yeah. Cause like, you know, having worked in like the events industry, it's like everything is so like in your face. And like you get so much info about what an event is. And by the time you get there and you're like, this is exactly what I was expecting. It's like I already experienced the event 50% before I even came here. So the mystery of the speakeasy is what I love. It's like you don't know what to expect. Just come in.
See, but I like that energy. I'm like, I mean, you guys can probably tell this about me now, but I'm very like bougie. Rich girl energy.
Yeah.
I like a cocktail bar. I like an elevated experience.
Yes. This is the thing, though. It's like no queer space is doing that. And I'm like,
none.
Barely any quote unquote straight spaces are doing that.
Yeah. Like seriously. So it's, I can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that's me and Kina have talked a lot about.
A lot.
A lot.
I need high level.
Yeah.
Shit.
We, What I would
literally same. Is like me and Keener on the same wave.
You go out with your friends, like you're like, hey, we're gonna go out dancing or whatever, but we need to like go out and have dinner and drinks beforehand because we know the drinks are gonna suck at the bar.
Yeah.
Like
why can't it all be in there?
You know what? That's actually, it's funny you bring that up. That's a really big reason why I live downtown. Because the experience is elevated over here. Mm. And when we were out on like White last night, I was like, so I don't live over here. Mm-hmm. The experience is more drinks suck. The people are young. Yeah, it's not like a vibe versus over here is more of that elevated.
Yeah.
Yeah. You community. Can get like a real cocktail. Yeah.
Yes. And it's not fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Do you think that you're going to have the actual bar space in the future as like a speakeasy type of vibe?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Have either of you ever been to Nightjar when it was around?
No.
Mm. So do you know where the Pint on White Ave is?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's like the weed store and like the sex store. Like
Yeah.
And there's just like a random door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that used to be Nightjar. And it had like a password and you would go down the stairs.
That's cool.
It was really cool. And I really like that experience. And then same thing with Baijiu.
Yes,
they're in Little Tokyo. They're like speakeasy in there, which is so cool.
Super cool.
And then I think the speakeasy is starting to pop up, which is really cool because also too, like Alchemy. Have you been to Alchemy?
I've heard of Alchemy, but
Alchemy is the same thing. It's like a behind a bookshelf, bougie, high level bar.
Have you been to, I believe it's called the Undefined in Calgary?
I haven't.
It's super cool.
There's a lot of speakeasies popping up. Have you been to Please Don't Tell?
No.
It's in like a taquito shop.
Ooh.
And then you open like the Coke machine. In Calgary. And then you go down the stairs.
Calgary has a few.
They have a few.
There was one that I went to with the person that runs the Pink Flamingo.
Yeah.
And they took me there and it was like, you walk up and it just says like, it's a glass window and it just says, you are here.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
That place is amazing.
Yep.
I wish I could remember what it was called now.
I can't remember what it's called, honestly. The only one that ever is in my mind is Please Don't Tell. But
and then you like walk in and there's like two doors and one door is literally like a utility
closet
with like a broom in it. And then the other one, it, like you go into a beautiful restaurant with like beautiful cocktails. It's super cool.
I love that though. I love making people work for it. Clearly.
Kina's telling us a lot about her personality right now. Oh, I think that we're learning a lot more outside of work-related things.
I mean, listen.
We're
designing our life into reality
now. Oh, yeah? So, cool. Damn, we should have done a four-part podcast. We could have brought your partner on.
Seriously. I mean, we do like to talk.
We do. We sure do like to talk. And one thing I would like to talk about now is the speed dating options.
Yes. This is something that we really wanted to do it in February and we like
February didn't happen.
February didn't happen because there was just like too much.
There was still some weird stuff
with the COVID.
Yeah. COVID.
I was trapped in February in Nashville with COVID.
What? Oh gosh. Yeah. Yep. See, so like the COVID stuff was it was peak at that point.
I spent Valentine's Day in a hotel room in Nashville for the second and a half week with COVID.
Oh no.
It was really fun.
Yeah. That is not it.
Rom-com movies in the hotel room.
Literally, I did not leave that bitch for 10 days. It was so bad. And I had already been there for like a week and a half.
Oh,
and then brutal. Like you test on your first day and it's day zero and then you have to spend 10 more days before Canada will let you back in. I was in Nashville for like 3 weeks.
Wow.
I never want to see that much of Nashville again.
You're like, this is too much Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. And the worst part
that you would have really got to see it from the hotel room.
Okay, but the worst part is my hotel that I booked, it was like an extended stay hotel, but it had like beach volleyball courts right outside my window.
Oh, God.
And then there was like a women's volleyball tournament. So every day I just sat there and I was like, this could be a better day for me. And it's not.
That sucks so bad. I mean, at least you got the view.
Yeah, and I was dying of COVID. Yeah, I had sinus infection at the same time.
Oh,
I was struggling.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's
the
is
speed dating.
Yeah, literally. So for those of us who are single and trying to mingle, mm-hmm. how is speakeasy going to be my dating life ally? Me specifically.
Yeah, you specifically.
Yeah.
We can definitely talk about that.
You know what? It's already working.
Yes, I think so. So the hard part with speed dating is that in order for us to make it inclusive, how do we pair people when there's so many different identities?
I guess like I don't mean speed dating in the way where it's like friends more. Maybe.
Friends maybe more, kind of like okay. Find a vibe along
that
line.
I like the sliding scale.
I'm, you know, not bi and I'm not really into dating a trans dude. Like, you don't have to think about that. Like, you can just be like, let's have like a, just a queer, everybody
gets
to meet.
Queer encounter.
Yeah. Everybody gets to have a queer encounter.
Just mix everyone in a bowl of queer.
Yeah. And it's like, you might get a best friend. You might get a girlfriend. You might get a boyfriend. You might end up with a partner.
Yep.
You don't know.
We need to make a contest and whoever wins gets a date with Carly.
Ooh, yes.
Wait.
Yes, please.
See, yeah. But
I mean, what do you want to choose who's going to win? Like, I mean, obviously you could be part of the
obviously.
No, I think we should choose. Me and Kina should choose.
Surprise.
I know your type.
I wouldn't be surprised you do know my type. Britt does know my type.
So. If I think they're hot, I think Carly will likely think they're hot.
Well, then that's fine.
But like, here's the thing though, is that something that they've experienced last night is that I am the sugar mom of the relationship.
Oh.
So it really is a win a date with me because I will.
It is
I literally
win a date.
Win a damn date with Carly.
Yeah.
What if they flip the script and start like treating you out? What are you
okay,
do?
But that happened to me last night with the person that I hooked up with last night. We were out and I was trying to like pay for drinks, do all that because it's like my favorite thing.
Yes.
I literally cannot believe how hard they duped me. So we were at the bar and I was holding my card. And so like, I just got an Amex Platinum.
Yeah.
And so everybody at Spotlight Cabaret was like playing with my card because it's like titanium. And they're like, I've never felt this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were the only person to not do that at Spotlight.
Yeah.
But I had it in my hand at the bar. And they're like, oh yeah, can I see your card? I was like, oh yeah, sure. Thinking literally nothing of it.
Yeah.
And they took my card, paid for all our drinks. I was like,
Yes.
Oh my God.
Love that for you.
You need to be Carly'd once in a while.
Yeah.
It's not even, honestly, we had a little bit of a power struggle.
And we know you love.
I mean, I do love a power struggle.
Yeah. I mean, that's hot.
It was so hot because no one ever really does it for me. And it's not that I like, it's not that I'm like, no one ever does that for me. I just normally do it for everybody because I like it.
That's right.
But it was so hot.
That's sexy.
It was so hot.
Win a power struggle date with Carly.
Yeah.
Listen, I am an amazing homemaker. I'm a sugar mommy type vibe.
Hey.
I am extremely soft, so I'm very romantic.
Love.
Cute.
Love a romantic
very cute.
Sugar mama.
Yeah, that's me, literally. Literally romantic sugar mom.
It's happening.
Yeah, we're gonna
get you a date.
We're gonna make this happen.
Oh my God, we're gonna exhaust you. We're gonna be like, hey, this is your week.
You know what's so funny? So last year, the podcast listeners will remember this, but last year I actually ran a close friends dating update, essentially, called The Game, where I literally had a starting five at the start of the summer of five people that I was seeing. And I would just like update it as we went on dates. And then the close friends would vote on their favorite players. Everybody got a player number. And then I would just like recap what was happening. And then if we ever lost a player, there would be like somebody else would be initiated in the thing. Everybody had their top players. And then by the end of it, there was one person who like made it out.
Oh my gosh.
But it was all of my close friends like.
And instead of getting a rose, they got something else from Carly.
Yeah, and then it actually ended very poorly.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And full circle-y, actually, because the only person who made it out, we were seeing each other for probably like 6-ish months, very casually, though.
Okay.
And Christmas rolled around, and I was like joking. I was like, like, what are you going to get me? We were not serious whatsoever at all, so it was not actually like,
Yeah.
I get a text the next day being like, sorry, this girl that I was seeing blocked you on everything. And I was like, what does this have to do with me? And it's so crazy because this had happened to me earlier when we started hanging out, that all these girls had this problem with me, even though I was minding my own damn business. Like, and it turns out I get a DM later in the day and it turns out that this person's girlfriend now messages me and was like, I thought you were so like pro women and women empowerment and blah, 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 blah. How is like sleeping with somebody else's boyfriend? Like, women. I was like, hey, what? I was like, we've been sleeping together for like 6 months.
Yikes.
And this man had a girlfriend the entire time.
Oh,
and then I was like, oh shit. And then February rolls around.
Yeah.
this is a plot twist for the Nazi coming. February rolls around. She apologizes to me. And, you know, I was like, okay, whatever. And then she continues to try to, like, message me and stuff like that, which is fine. Like, not anything, like, crazy. Just, like, regular, I love this post or I love the...
Oh, my God. Did she ask you on a date?
Then.
Stop.
When I started posting... Stop. When I posted that TikTok that's, like, cute text my girlfriend sends me. And then it's, like, just kidding. I'm single. Shoot your shot.
Yes.
Literally, she was, like, we should go on a date. Ah! And I was, like, So, realistically, both of y'all wanted to fuck me.
Oh, my God. I mean, why didn't they communicate that?
He beat her to it.
Yeah.
That's why she was feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was like, fuck this asshole. I want Carly.
Yeah. So my dating life has always been very eventful. Honestly.
Okay.
This is my most tame year, I would say.
You say that now until we
yeah, I'm kind of nervous. I'm kind of nervous because like literally
I'm excited.
Britt introduced me to like 5 new people yesterday and it's already been like a kickoff. So. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there you know, I love a good kickoff into the dating world.
Speaking of dating and Britt,
yes, let's do
okay.
this.
Oh,
I'm excited to get into the social part of the podcast where we just go back to discussing
the social part.
Yeah.
My deep personal issues in life.
It's a social conversation.
It is. Yeah. Me and Britt went to Pride Fest yesterday and it was a lot of fun. We had a great time, but, something that I've learned about Britt is one, they will flirt with literally anyone. And two,
it's not flirting if you don't know you're doing it.
That's a fucking lie, Britt.
It is not a lie.
Would you call it sending good vibes?
Yeah.
No.
Or being friendly.
It's not being friendly. No, I mean, here's the thing about Britt, though, too. If you're trying to sit here and be like, I'm so oblivious, and you know what you're doing every goddamn time. Like you do know.
If I can feel it, if I feel like I'm watching soft porn in a
literally.
Space.
Really?
That's exactly what it was like. Because he was in the middle. She's like, do you need to get a room?
It's like the energy zapping, and I'm like, I don't think this is for me. But
right? It's like, how do I?
You must know.
No, I think it just happens.
You're a fucking liar.
I think it just happens.
It just happens. You just want to fuck everyone.
You just ooze. I want to fuck you.
I mean,
that's great.
I mean, it works for us.
It does.
I wasn't aware that was the thing.
Are you kind of stressed though that you're gonna flirt too much and all these people are gonna show up to an event wanting to fuck you? Because
okay,
I feel like that could happen.
Listen, we did that when I was still single.
Yeah, when Keena
no,
was single.
No, when I was still single.
Hundo P.
Well, actually, you know what? That's how I got here. So like me and Britt last year, I think, matched on Tinder.
Yeah.
It didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
We barely spoke. This time I saw Britt on Tinder again.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting. Then I bought the tickets. Then I was like, this is the time. And then I inserted myself here. And that's how it happened.
But I don't have Tinder right now. So how did you find me on Tinder again?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Maybe is someone catfishing as you? Because that's literally was the pipeline. Was I was like, oh my God, Britt on Tinder.
Okay.
And then I bought tickets that day and then you emailed me.
That's right.
And then I literally saw you guys the next day.
Get out.
So the pipeline's there.
I mean, it really works because...
Yeah, like when... So I was like, you know, let's try this. Let's try having
you
promote on Tinder.
Yeah, and I literally like, you know, put myself out there on Tinder to... promote this event.
See, but I also think it's because y'all are both like hot masculine types of energy. It being like a femme on dating apps is so hard that like I would not be able to like there would be no conversion.
Really?
Yes.
It was so funny because I've had people who are like, so are you just here to promote your event or can we hang out? I'm like, we can hang out at my event.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly it.
That is exactly what happened. So I went outside at the event and started talking to these people who were like, there was like 12 people out there like smoking and like chatting. And so I start talking with them and I'm like, oh, how did you hear about the event? And they're like, oh, like our friend invited us because they matched with this person on Tinder. And yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
It works.
It did work.
It worked for me, and it wasn't even clearly you.
And some person just pretending to be Britain.
No surprises there.
But yes. So shall we do a contest and have them win a date with you as well?
Yes.
I think that would be an amazing.
Yes.
My gosh. Yes. The two grand prizes, Carly, a date with Carly and a date with Britain.
We can do that.
Because here's the thing. There's variety. I'm hella fem.
That's what I mean. We are catering to the freaking...
Absolutely. I'm
the masses, identity. Baby.
Yes.
I date women. I date men.
There you go. I'm saying...
I prefer women.
That's fine.
That's fine. Carly got the other side.
Right. Literally. Yeah. Just like, I date trans men.
There you go.
I would experiment with some non-binary folks.
There you go. There you go. I got you. This is going to be my homework. I got this. I'm like, okay. Carly likes all.
Literally, Kina's going to go home and do like a pseudo L-word chart.
Seriously, though. Seriously. I mean, y'all are connector already, so that's hilarious. It's like, that'll be the core. And then how do we branch off from there?
It's like the murder scene boards of like
yeah,
the strings yarn. Connecting. Yeah.
I already have one of those in my office, so you're welcome to have at
to
it.
To add it? Yeah. I got you.
I love that. I mean, like, I'm down. I'm down for the plot.
All right.
Good. It'll sure. be done.
Are you down for the plot?
I'm down for the plot.
Yes, don't Brexit.
I hesitated. But
you
I was,
did hesitate. That was.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't really date, but I will do it for.
Who said it's not? The Brit is
listen,
so fucking annoying.
Go on a date.
That's
I will
exactly.
go on a date. Sure.
Literally, we were talking, and Brit was like, "I'm married to my work." I was like, "Who was talking about that level of commitment?"
Yeah, no one's marrying anything else.
Right?
We're like, all married to our work, but we can
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, but what
people?
Happens when people like you and then you have to awkwardly make Kina answer their DMs to you?
What?
I mean, I'm a true
woman. Have you ever done that to me?
I have not. I have not.
Interesting. No.
I would have. I would know.
Consistently flirt with Brit in the DMs.
Yes. Do yeah, it.
That's fine. But it's the moment when it's like crosses between like a little bit of flirting to like, oh shit, you actually like me. Then I'm like, oh, Kina, can you help me with this?
That's so fucking funny. I just feel like my personality is also so domineering at all times that like nothing really fazes me like that. I literally texted
that's
Brit.
That's good. Yeah.
I texted Brit the other day and we were also talking about commitment issues and bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how like I don't want a partner right now because I want to like focus on my work and da da da. And
yeah,
like,
which is important.
Brit was
yeah.
like, dates are so fun though.
They
like,
are fun.
I was like, okay, yeah, they are. I'm saying I don't want to be like a committed partner. Yeah. Like I'm still gonna go out on dates. But then I replied and I was like, let me know if you want to go on a date sometime.
Just make it happen.
And then they were like,
I love how I'm just throwing it out.
I know, literally. Then they're like, oh no, I can't do that right now. And my immediate response was, let me know when that changes.
Hey. See, that's cool. But there are some folks who are like, I understand the pressure for Britain because there are some folks who are like, let's go on a date. But you can tell they've already like wifed you in their head or husband you in their head. And you're like, fuck, how do we unhusband you?
Yeah, I'm like, now I have to like you. Derail this situation.
See, I'm just constantly chaotic. So. You have not had the update. Speaking of constantly chaotic.
Okay, what?
I'm constantly chaotic yes. and doing bullshit in the DMs.
Okay.
With
oh Britain. Yeah, maybe we leave that one up to some mystery.
The TLDR essentially is that Brit's talking to someone and I also just happened to follow them and yeah. I'm constantly shooting shots.
Yeah, and I was like, how do you know this person? Like
I was just like
so curious, right? Because they don't live in our city.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, I think yeah. I know who it is.
Yeah.
And
oh, so I was just doing bullshit. I think they posted some type of story about like grip strength and bullshit. And I replied about like, essentially being like, choke me out.
Yeah. that is exactly what yes. happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I love it.
That was a fun crossover. But like,
it is a fun crossover.
I'm constantly just chaotic. I'm never trying to actually wife or husband anyone.
Yeah. 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 That's cool.
That's probably a good thing.
I mean, at least that's like, I like the fact that I'm getting to know what I'm working with. Because how do I market y'all?
Well, like, here's the thing. Here's the worst thing, though, is me and Brit are both extreme flirts.
Yes.
But that's apparently great, I am.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
You know, sometimes I'm so... confused because, you know, I know Britain on like a really
deeply personal level.
And I'm just like, you can't be that oblivious. Like you're
they're not. Like you are not that oblivious. I refuse to believe it.
Like you're
giving toxic manipulative.
Your energetic dick is literally like
everywhere. It's
in
everywhere.
Someone's face. And they're just like, yeah, we like this energetic dick. And you're stringing them along. Like, it's like
that's where it becomes toxic, though, is if you string them along.
Well, that's when I have to give Kina the phone to fix the situation.
I untoxic the shit, okay? Like, I'm pretty much like the fucking...
Where I'm like, oh, no, I thought this was fun. And now they like me. And now I have to fix it.
You
what
know
do I
what?
Do?
Just be like
maybe
friend.
You just need to be worse in bed.
Yeah, that's not.
I don't.
As part don't, of the Sapphic, like the Speakeasy crew, I don't think that's.
No,
you can't
I take
be bad
my
in
bedroom
bed.
Activity very seriously.
Yeah, that's part of the. You have to be good in bed to be part of the Speakeasy crew.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Otherwise, absolutely not. You,
like,
you can't.
Get out of here. Yeah. Like, just
yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to suck in bed.
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
Wild.
Yes.
Mm hmm.
I can't wait. So for everyone who's listening, we will be announcing very shortly.
Very shortly.
The contest about winning a date with Carly and Britain. And we promise you that Britain
individually
will,
or together, who knows?
I think it would be fun to do a double
individually,
date. Individually? Just 'cause it would be really like.
Let's do individually because that's two. And
I was
then
about to say.
Together.
Honestly, I feel like the double date could go either way where it's like, it's really fun or me and Brit will just be toxically flirty with everyone. And then the dates will be like, what is happening?
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, my goal is for it to turn into an amazing cuddle puddle.
You know what? That's really Brit's thing. Not my thing.
Carly's like, I'm bored with this cuddle puddle. Can it go somewhere else?
No, I just love monogamy.
Oh, cute. Me too, actually. Oh, okay. Wait, but anyways, yes.
Yeah.
And we promise that Britain will not Brexit the date.
Yeah, I will not.
Are you sure
no,
we can
I
promise
can't.
That?
Well, okay.
It's
but
out
who,
now.
Who is picking who I'm going on this date with?
Me.
What if it's like.
We are.
Okay, that's fine. I trust you.
Because I know your type, you know mine.
I trust you both.
Yeah.
If
I know Britain's type, then I'll know.
Yeah.
It's basically Britain's type.
Yeah, I got
it's
it.
The,
yeah.
It's Brit's not femme types.
Yes, exactly. Got you.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Britain's like, what the heck did I get myself?
Yeah, and Kina knows if I was to go for someone very femme, what I would typically go for.
What is it?
Really femme. Like...
I'll
like,
let Kina take just, that one away.
I mean, like, really. How do you
but what do you mean by really femme? Femme?
Like, kind of like you.
Okay.
Like, high femme.
Like,
you know.
Like, really, like, sophisticated.
Not today.
Put together. Not today. Femme. Like, yeah. You know.
It's one side of the spectrum or the other. Or
yeah,
as
very,
Justine
very
has
extreme.
Described it.
Yeah.
I either like.
Oh, my God.
Someone who is. Very, very mask and looks like they're in the military.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But has the personality of a kindergarten teacher.
Oh my God, are you literally trying to sleep with the person I slept with last night or what?
Or someone who is really, really femme and looks like a kindergarten teacher, but has the personality of a drill sergeant. So
yeah, like
these are the two types.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Lucky for you, there's an abundance of femmes.
This is going to be very exciting. I'm excited.
We'll find you. Oh my God. Actually, unrelated, sort of related question.
Mm-hmm.
You're into high femme.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the nails?
I don't really care because it's like I'm going to be doing the majority of the topping anyways. So like really, why would I be upset about
some
the
people
nails?
Really have opinions on it. Like they really fucking hate them.
Really?
I think yes. Like if, huh. I think it's hard because it's like one of those things that might like not, it doesn't exactly give you away as a queer person.
Yeah.
You know, like right. It's not yeah. Like.
All of the rainbows on the fucking
trying
nails.
My hardest.
But like as a top, I'm like, why would I even worry about that?
Yeah,
exactly. You're not going to need to use those.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's true.
Fair.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? Fair point.
Like. Your hands look nice.
why didn't we call the company Two Tops? Like, I don't know.
Two Tops.
Like, I don't understand. Like,
Two Tops. This is why. This is actually why you won't add me as a business partner.
Yes, yeah, so you don't fit.
Like, I am not a top.
You don't fit one criteria. No, I was kidding. Yeah.
The one.
Just that one criteria.
One out of, like, all of them.
All of them. I'm like, ah, oh, sorry, I can't.
That's so funny.
I could maybe top, like, once in a while.
When the moon is blue.
Literally. Yeah. When I'm, like, kind of in the mood to do it for, like, maybe 10 minutes.
Well, do you get a lot of, like, people being weirded out by that? Is that a thing?
I actually think what the biggest problem is they never know if I'm actually gay.
Ah.
Which...
must be tough.
It's hard. The bisexual life is hard because it is a lot of, are you actually gay? Have you actually slept with women?
Yeah.
And then it's a lot harder to, like, casually hook up with women when you have nails and you don't know their preference.
Ah, you're right. That's true. Because you don't know if they're...
they don't know. Like, I don't
top
know.
Top or bottom. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
You don't know.
I just figured it out. Sorry. It took me a moment. I was like...
it's like, wait, what do you mean?
Not like that. Like their sexual situation.
That's right, yeah. That's right.
But also too, like, I mean, bisexuals are catching hands from literally everyone at all times. Like there
this
are
is very true.
There are a lot of people who are like, if you are bisexual and you're not dating a woman, you are not bisexual. Or like we talked about this on the podcast last year about how there's so many people who I personally know who are bisexuals who are in straight relationships, right? In straight passing relationships that experience so much hate from the community because they're like, well, and I get it because they are like, I guess being protected under a certain privilege of like being in a straight passing relationship.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I know so many people who are bisexual and single who then try to date.
Yeah.
And are met with just bullshit because they're like, you only ever dated men or you've only ever slept with men. Like, I'm not doing this with you. And this is actually a big fear of mine is being like, okay, well, like my history is like mostly with men.
Yeah.
And then I feel like people never take me seriously.
Okay.
And then it's just like, oh, okay, cool. Trying my best. And as I get older, that's my biggest thing too. If I was just like been a lesbian out the womb, then it would have been so much easier. Because I feel like I'm going through the awkward dating phase, like awkward phase of being like 16 and like having sex for the first time again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Like, oh, I feel that. Right? Though. Yeah. Like, I feel like I kind of have gone through that. If you're any like identity that isn't like strictly one thing or the other.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's like quite...
you're like, I feel like I'm like having
situation.
Sex again for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's like for me, I had the, you know, okay, now I'm over here in the trans category and I'm not a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not interested in dating lesbians because they're
really?
Not interested in dating me. And so
oh,
it's like,
really? Have you
what?
Had people who are,
oh yeah.
Not?
Like people who
really?
Are like, oh, well, like I thought you were a mask woman. And it's like, well, ooh. I'm not. So
legit. Like, that's
oh yeah.
What?
I'm actually surprised. Like I'm confused.
Like for the most part, it's been an okay experience, but I would say like most of the people that I have like had experiences with have been like pansexual, bisexual, like in that. So like my gender is not really like a factor.
It's
which
not
is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Whereas like within like the lesbian community, it's like very, they're like, oh,
we have a complex, you know, we like straight women and we
I
chase
was just
after
about
straight
to say.
Women. And then when it comes to bi women and pan and, trans,
yeah, it's
we're
like
do we trust these folks?
Which is so like, crazy. I'm like, how are you going to trust a straight woman over somebody who literally is like, I also like women?
It's
y'all are so haters.
I'm trying to like not be that.
We're
way.
Working on it.
trying
to get this queer community to get along.
Yeah. No kidding.
Which is what Speakeasy is here for.
Yeah. Exactly.
One date contest at a time.
One date contest? You were about to literally start a whole thing. Did you guys ever do, the app is now called Lex. You know?
Oh yeah,
but
I know what you're talking about.
Is it her?
Yeah.
Personals?
No.
Personals?
Yeah, it's like,
personals?
I never tried that.
Personals? No. I think it was called Personals.
No. Yeah.
Where it's like a queer, like you would write like a personal ad. And then it would be posted. It was an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you would like post like a personal being like, I'm looking for this and da 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 da. And like then the people would be like, oh, I'm into you, yes or no. Like, and like you could DM these people and like it was kind of like a curated dating app experience.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't.
See, but I think that would be fun to run on the Speakeasy account.
Yeah, we would like to call that missed connections,
there
where you go,
go
to an event and you meet somebody and you're like, oh, I didn't get their number. So then you can post on our, like send us a post on the website and be like, I was talking with a tall brunette that was really, really into video games. Apparently that's what popped into my head. And
yet,
and we bonded over our interest of Call of Duty. And now I want to,
it seems very specific.
I just like,
it is very specific.
I just was like coming up with random things.
Sure.
I'm not a gamer. I also hate Call of Duty.
I love how you like had to make a point to like,
just so you know, just so that the people know that those are not my interests. Tall brunettes. Yeah. We could go there.
There you go.
Okay. But not a gamer.
No gaming.
Not a gamer.
No gaming at all. You don't like games at all?
No, hate
you
it.
You are hilarious.
I'm a very complex person.
Anyway, back to the personals. I think that why not do both? Why not do like a personals and a missed connections?
Mm. Yeah. Well, we could use it as both.
Because like, why not that do personals cute. Before the event? And
oh,
missed
yeah.
connections after.
That's great. We like should definitely that. Do that.
Thank
That'd be
you.
Great.
I also did go to marketing school.
Hey.
Yeah.
I did also do that.
Fun. It's a fun time.
And she's also looking for folks to date.
So. Yeah. Well, I don't know
this
if I'm like.
This is Carly's personal ad right now.
I'm about to hijack the Speakeasy account. Hey guys, it's Carly. If you saw me at any event, actually that did already happen to me.
If that person that we saw at Churchill Square saw either of us at that event.
If your name is so-and-so and you are, please
would,
slide in my
would
DMs.
Like to both go on a date
I
with
will,
you.
I will creep them out. I will find them.
We're going to find them.
Mm-hmm. Keen is planting the seed.
Yeah. I'm just like, we got this.
I don't know your type, but I got options, baby.
I'm gonna be like the pimp.
He was literally pimping us out. The funniest thing though was like neither of us actually want serious partners, but
it doesn't have to be serious.
We're down to clown.
Yeah, I mean that's gonna make pimping really fun for me if it's just like, you know, one-off things all the time. That's great.
You look really enthused right now.
I am the most enthused.
Britt loves to date.
I don't know.
you just send off like fuck me vibes.
Truly.
Which is a talent.
There, the slamming of the water glass.
Okay. It's the fuck me vibes, apparently.
There you go.
Okay.
Is it hot in here?
It's getting
No, actually the AC has been on the whole time.
Well. Seems I've been put on the spot and now I'm sweating. Oh.
I mean you can take your clothes off.
Hey, and this is, and Kina is signing off. And,
this is what I mean. This is what you're looking forward to on a date with me and Britt.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is why maybe a double date will not be.
Yeah, literally. I was like, you know, maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh, but that would just be so.
It would also be
You would just
fun.
Have to like promise to be on our best behaviors.
Well, yeah, that's not going to
happen.
Am
I ever
Let's
on
be
my best
real,
behavior?
Though. Let's be real.
Okay, no, respectfully, I can do it. I don't know about you.
Absolutely not. I'm never on my best behavior.
Yeah.
I'm always on my worst behavior.
I'm going to make you sign a contract that you can't Brexit. Like it's
I will draft it. I literally have a fucking minor in contract law. I will
what
draft the contract.
What if they're boring? What if it's boring? I have to just stay?
Minimum 1 hour.
You literally Brexit even if it's not boring.
I was tired.
Oh my God. I cannot.
You literally Brexited your own event. Did I tell you about that?
You Brexited your own
event?
Oh,
that was at XXX.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that Brexit was valid because I was like a little suicidal that day.
I literally Britt had like 1,800 things in their hand. And I was like, do you need help? And they're like, no, I'm fine. And just... And then never came back. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Sick.
And that is why mental health is important.
Yes.
Choose yourself, folks.
Yes.
Every time.
Choose yourself. Masturbate a lot.
Don't worry. Y'all will absolutely be getting come as you are care packages when everything comes out.
Lol.
I'm here for it.
I love to see it.
The speakeasy wants to make some strap-on harnesses.
Okay, we were talking about this last night. I am obviously not a strap connoisseur.
We are.
Exactly. Yes. So, one, I will send you a consumer research form. Two.
Love it.
Two, Britt was talking about it and was like, I wanted to do like some type of something. But I think it would be cool to do like a cross-business.
That would be amazing. Yeah, because every time, you know, you go through straps, I'm like, it could be better this way.
Or it breaks. I've broken every strap-on harness I have owned.
I mean, like I like double leather with like metal things.
The leather one is one of the ones that I broke.
Really?
I mean, I don't know.
The quality is not there.
Hmm. Okay.
The leather ones have stayed surprisingly for me. So far so good. But like everything else, I'm like, this is
it's
useless.
You know what it is? It's where useless. The leather meets the ring that
the leather needs to be thick.
The quality isn't there. And like if you could
there's some Etsy folks I can send you.
Yeah, send me some Etsy folks because I am like, what is about this? Like I'm buying from like these like super high end brands and it's like super high quality and super
work.
Like I'm like, you know, I cannot be spending $2,000 on strap-on harnesses.
Not $2,000 on strap-on.
In a year, you know?
We can design a strap-on for $2,000.
If it can survive my use and Kina's use, it will. It is quality.
Yeah.
If anybody is listening right now, that should be a testament to how Britt and Kina both are in bed, if you're wondering. If you're wondering what it's like.
But yes, collab would be great.
Yeah, collab would be great. We would love to talk more about that. Yeah.
We love to see it. Okay, so in closing, what are the speakeasy future plans? Anything that you want to share with the audience before we go? Plug yourselves.
I mean, where Sappho is going to be probably our biggest event of the year. Mm-hmm. We're getting a really amazing queer artist lineup, all local, but like some really prolific local people. Yeah. And it's very, very, very different from any sort of gay bar, queer space that you've ever experienced before. So definitely check out our Instagram and all of our social media to see what's going on there.
Yeah.
Kina, anything you want to highlight?
Well, I mean, echoing, you know, what you said on July 22nd for Aware Sappho, you know, as a queer artist, I'm excited for the lineup. I cannot wait to reveal it to folks. And also, like, the rebranding, I'm excited to finally become an identity that is actually us. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
As the consumer. Yeah. I can't wait.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Amazing. Exactly. Okay. Do you guys want to also share with the audience where to find you, where to find the business, anything before we go?
So you can find the business on Instagram and Facebook mostly. That's where we're like most prominently on. So that's just Sapphic Speakeasy. And you can find Kina.
Instagram mostly at @_KinaLeon.
And you can find me at Britain Bat.
On Tinder. Thank you.
On Instagram. But I don't think I have Tinder right now.
Lies. I was kidding.
Okay.
I will get out my phone. I will show you. I definitely don't have Tinder right now. So if you want to be in my DMs, you got to go to my Instagram.
Hey.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Britt would like you to slide in their DMs. Thanks.
Yikes.
And with that, it brings us to the end of the episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. Britt and Kina were incredible to talk to. I loved this entire conversation. And if you've been following me over on Instagram, you guys would know I've been having more of a fruity dating life lately. If you're like, why is this so fucking left field? It's because you probably don't follow me on Instagram and you probably don't know yet that I stopped dating men. But we will get into that. But with that being said, that is it for today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to screenshot this episode and share it over on Instagram and tag me at Hey Bitches Podcast. I would absolutely love to chat shit in the DMs with you about today's episode. Before you go, make sure to subscribe to Hey Bitches wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are an Apple Podcast listener, make sure to give the show a 5-star rating and review. It really does help me out and I would really appreciate it. Also, make sure to check the show notes to check out everything that Britt, Kina, and Sapphic Speakeasy have to offer. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an incredible day. And for now, bye-bye, bitch.